the best show is underway. The best show. I said the best show is underway. And boy, do we have a ridiculous show tonight. We're making love connections. Here's how it works with these love connections. Mike, you paying attention? Please pay attention. For God's sake. Here's what we're going to do. If you're somebody who's looking for somebody, you call up. You call 201-332-3484. We'll keep it anonymous. We'll keep the final. This is what we'll do, Mike. We'll keep it anonymous. Assign the people who call in a number. Can you do that? Oh, the tone with the passive aggressive. Yeah, sure. What did I do to this guy? Oh, boy. The load, it's loaded. So you, Mike will give you a number. Don't identify yourself when I put you on the air. When you come on the air, you talk about yourself. We'll keep it brief. Say where in the country you are or the world, your general interests, and what type of person you're looking for. And then if you hear that person and you're like, ooh, that sounds like someone, and I think I fit the bill for what they're looking for, then you call up. And then the first person can call back when they hear that number given out. The suitor number three, if you hear that, and you were number three, then you call back up. And we'll put the thing you talk together. How's that sound? Does that work, Dudio? Works for him. Well, thank God it works for him. I tell you, man, I can't win with this lineup. Because these guys, they're going to Burger King shortly because they're going to eat these angriest whoppers and we're going to listen to them live on the air eat an angriest whopper. Dudio, AP Mike, and Pat are both, or all three of them are going to eat angriest whoppers. So get ready for that. That'll be fun, right? And the number 201-332-3484. 201-332-3484. That's the number to get involved in the best show tonight. And I tell you now, my friends, that the best show has officially and indisputably begun.
Jersey, back again.
Fest show. Back on a Tuesday night. How's this sound, Mike? Good? Oh, we got a good show tonight. The topic. Multiple things going on tonight. In a short while, AP Mike and Dudio and Pat are going to get in the car and drive over to Burger King and try the angriest Whopper. Are you looking forward to that, Mike?
Not really,
he's not. Well, I know what to tell you. The angriest Whopper is, looks pretty disgusting, I gotta say. The bun is infused with, hot sauce. Hot sauce infused bun. But we will be making love connections as well all night long. If you are looking for a love connection, what you do is you call 201-3-323-484. And Mike will assign you a number. We'll keep it anonymous. You talk about yourself briefly with me. If that sounds like somebody you're interested in, you call up. Say you're interested in to talking to the person with the number, the specific number. And if you hear your number given out, please call back. And we will put you on the line. So, Mike, once we get some calls in here, we'll keep the final line clear. If that's cool. Once we get a few people who've talked about themselves, and that way the new people can call up. And later in the program, we will talk about Sharpling's Ark. What is that? Well, it's like Noah's Ark, but it's the people I'm taking with me. Got to figure out the parameters on that. That might be, we might have to play by straight Atlantis rules on that. The Donovan song Atlantis, the way the team he put together when he was hitting the road there. Or the road. Remember in the song Atlantis when he hit the road? So, a lot going on tonight. And I said the phone number is 201-3-323-484. Music. We heard... LCD Sound System, Someone Great, from the Sound of Silver album. And it's hard, but it's, I'm not going to, people, we lose people important to us, and if you got to, yeah. Friends become family, and everybody's got to look out for everybody, so. Yes, so let's do the show. And move forward. And do we make the world a better place? One LARF at a time. 201-3-323-484. Who's good here, Mike? One. Ah. Line one, Mike says. Classic. Best show.
Hey, this is Patrick. How's it going?
It's going good. Patrick! Yeah, you got a number, dum-dum.
Yeah, I got number one.
Yeah, why'd you say your name as well?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a bit of a spaz.
Okay. What's that squeaking in the background? I don't like that at all.
Oh, I got a dog. You've got a chew toy. Sorry.
Your dog's got a chew toy.
Yep.
What's your dog's name?
His name is Wilfred.
Wilfred? What kind of dog is Wilfred?
He's like a 10-pound border terrier. I adopted him for Christmas. Oh, there he goes again.
Yeah, I'm done with you. Mike, strike that number one is a free number now. Best show.
Hey, this is number two.
Number two. Welcome.
Thank you.
You are looking for love. You're looking for love.
Well, in a way. So, Tim Heidecker, he is performing in Portland on the 31st of May.
Mm-hmm.
And I need a date for that concert.
Okay. Describe yourself. You live in Portland?
I live in the suburbs of Portland.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm 5'7", beautiful blue eyes, kind, generous.
What do you like?
What do I like?
You clearly like Tim Heidecker.
Right. Let's see, I love comedy. I love reading. Okay. I love yoga.
And what are you looking for?
What am I looking for?
Who are you looking for? Not what.
Who? I'm looking for a woman who is energetic and fun and just a good conversationalist, isn't stuck up, isn't full of herself.
Okay.
Somebody who can just roll with the punches. No punching, but you know what I'm saying about that phrase.
Sure.
Just can go with the flow.
Very good.
No expectations of anything. Keep it light, keep it fun.
So, a gentleman in the Portland area looking for a lady.
Correct.
Who will go to a Tim Heidecker show with him at the end of May.
Yes.
And maybe more.
At least just go to the show. That would just be fantastic.
All right, so if you are listening to this, and that sounds like something you're interested in, call up and say, hey, I'd like to talk to number two.
That would be great.
Goodbye. Best show.
Hello? How's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is, am I supposed to say my number? Number three?
Number three.
Yes.
Number three, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Berkeley, California.
Ah, Berkeley. You're calling from Berkeley. The Bernie zone, right? Bernie.
Yeah.
Everybody loves
Bernie. With that
tone
of voice.
Bernie.
They do.
So number three.
That's terrifying.
Just tell me a little bit about yourself. What are you interested in? Number three, hobbies or interests? What type of things are a piquier curiosity about life?
I like walking around the neighborhood, listening to jazz music and.
Now, when you say you like jazz, are you talking about Bix Beiderbecke, or are you talking about Archie Shepp?
More on the Bix side, I guess. It's forced to choose between the two.
Might I recommend to you the soundtrack of Bad Comedy Movies? And the soundtrack to Louie.
All right. I would check out both of those.
Why do comedians think that that's like the best comedy music, right?
I mean, I think it's more subjectively than objectively funny, but...
Like,
you know,
like Woody Allen thinks it's funny to have like him running around and then a clarinet's playing, you know, like a like, why? You know what I?
It definitely it's more intolerable like, than regular Woody Allen.
Just imagine if you're watching a Woody Allen movie, right? And they update the soundtrack. Finally. They throw that lousy jazz out. No offense to you and what you like. But they throw that out, and they update it with, like, get up, I don't know what to get down. Good, right? Like, they just put,
what
like...
What if they replaced it with another soundtrack, like the Space Jam soundtrack or something?
I think, and I would love to see Woody Allen work in the new metal field, like, right? Gonna break some stuff tonight. Right? Imagine him...
Yeah.
Right? It's some of that he said, she said, right? Imagine you're watching Annie Hall, and then you hear Freak on a Leash. Or imagine it's Manhattan. What if it's Manhattan, right? And instead of Rhapsody in Blue, you see these beautiful black and white shots of the New York skyline, and then all of a sudden you hear, let the bodies hit the floor, let the bodies hit the floor, right? This is my last resort.
Is New York City known for its new metal scene? I've never been.
No, it's not. Not until but I want it to be. I'm going to make that happen. My goal is to get Woody Allen at a drowning pool show. Or imagine you're seeing Woody. Imagine that opening scene in Manhattan, and what you hear is, instead of... You hear ball with the ball, the bang a bang, diggy diggy diggy, set the boogies, drop the boogie. Like it fades up. You know the way it fades up? Like ball with the ball, the bang a bang, diggy. And then, like, they show the Empire State Building. It's like, my name is Kid Rock. That's a Woody Allen movie, man. That's the Woody Allen movie I want to see.
It would definitely improve his portfolio, that's for sure.
So, caller number 3, Berkeley, California area. What are you looking for? Who are you looking
for?
No, who are you looking for? What type of person are you looking for?
Someone that's like good. Like, a good, upstanding, moral character. I found it to be a deficit in most of my recent relationships, so definitely important.
And now, if the world is there's a wide spectrum of how people identify. So everybody who participates in this, you can say if you're looking for a... You can identify if you're looking for a female or a male or wherever on the spectrum people are or what you're looking for. We're going to cast a wide net tonight. It's not happy days.
I guess I would be male.
Okay.
But, you know, if there's some cool females, I would definitely not rule that out by far. So.
All right. But that's what this is... This is not a Douglas Sirk movie. Right?
Yeah.
Am I Douglas Sirk up in this piece? No. What are you laughing at, Mike? Yeah, you know where it came from, Mike? I'm not that stupid. Look, I'm not that smart, but I'm not that stupid either. I can pull a reference out every once in a while. Some egghead stuff. Yeah.
Oh, that brings up a good point. I think not too smart or not too stupid would be one of the things on my list.
Straight down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. I know that's where I live.
I mean, I already feel intellectually inferior most days, so I don't really want anyone to, like, add to that per se. Right. You know, well, just, like, even keel.
Be nice. Be nice to yourself, caller number three, because you're clearly... You're clearly a person with an active intelligence, but you get intimidated. You get intimidated, right? You get intimidated by these eggheads, right? I know I do.
I mean, I don't know if intimidated is the right word, but some adjective.
Sure, doesn't make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's fair.
They make you feel less than. That's how they make me feel.
Yeah, more of an annoyance sometimes, but less than can definitely creep up if you're having a bad day, for sure.
Well, caller number three, this is what I ask of you. You listen to the show, and if you hear someone call up and say they would like to talk to caller number three, please call back.
Okay, so if someone says caller number three, then I call back?
That's exactly it.
All right, cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great night.
You
talk
too.
To you later.
Bye.
Bye. Best show.
Hey, what's up? Caller number four.
Caller number four. All right, caller number four. Where are you calling from in the country or the world for that matter? This can be international.
Well, I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Charlotte, NC. All right. Now, caller number four. What type of things are you interested in? In your life, like, what hobbies do you have or interests?
Well, I like noise rock and playing music and being obsessive about music stuff. I like David Cronenberg movies and weird books by weird French people.
Noise rock?
Yes.
David Cronenberg and being obsessive about all sorts of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
What's your favorite noise rock artist?
That's a really good question. I would say probably The Cows.
The Cows. Chow!
Yeah. Yes.
The song Chow. Remember that song?
Boom, of course I do.
Chow!
I put it on mix CDs for everyone. Everybody to know about that song.
That's good stuff. That's a good song. I like the cut of your jib, caller number four.
Thank you.
Favorite David Cronenberg movie?
Videodrome.
Ah.
Still the best.
Super creepy.
Oh, yeah.
Terrified me.
In the film class.
Terrified me when I saw it as a kid.
It terrified me when I saw it in a film class.
Yeah, it should, because it's terrifying. Now,
it's wonderful. I've seen it many times since.
Caller number four, who are you looking for in this this love connection?
I am a lady looking for another lady who, if you like to play music and make jokes and riff on stuff and hang out and be nice to each other, that's cool.
That is perfectly concise and rather than, I got to tell you, caller number four, I'm worried about half these callers that it's going to be that's what it's going to just sound like for 3 hours.
Like a bunch of non-verbal goblins.
Yes, a bunch of nonverbal goblins. And look, if you say, hey, I'm a nonverbal goblin, I'm looking for another nonverbal goblin or a verbal goblin, whatever you're looking for, this is what we're here to make connections. And these can be for friendship, romance, whatever. You call, so you are caller number four. Now, Just so you know how it works. If and when someone calls up later in the show and says, I would like to speak to caller number four, and you identified as a lady looking for another lady.
Yes. So the contingent of lesbian best show callers, I want to know what's going on with you.
All right. Runs deeper than you think. Everybody thinks it's just...
I know a couple.
Everybody thinks it's just dudes who listen to this show. It really isn't. I talk to people. It's just dudes who pick the phone up is what it is. There's a difference.
They have that beautiful male confidence.
Look, I'll say this. I don't even know what I'm going to say. Yeah, these dudes call up. I try to keep it active and so that everyone can feel free to call up and be a part of the show. But these dudes, they call up first, and I'll talk to them. I'll talk to whoever calls up. I'll talk to whoever picks the phone up on a Tuesday night. You're getting on the air. Uh-oh.
Yep.
Huh? What? Who? The speaker? Speaker's off. Turn it up. Okay. So I'm sorry, caller number four.
That's fine.
Pat is yelling at me. Yet again, yeah. Oh, now Dudio's yelling at me. What?
You want us to go?
Yeah, in a few minutes. Get ready.
Squad Dog Rage?
5 minutes. This is what I want to tell Pat and Dudio and AP Mike. You guys get ready, because in 5 minutes you're getting in a car, and you're going to be eating Angriest Whoppers. Could you imagine that caller number four to eat one of these Angriest Whoppers?
What makes them angry? I've never heard of this.
Well, let me tell you. While I have you here, I'm going to tell you about the Angriest Whopper. It sounds like you know what it sounds like, the Angriest Whopper? It sounds like a children's book that, like, a celebrity would write.
Yes.
Like Jason Alexander would write a book called The Angriest Whopper.
Jerry Seinfeld actually did write a children's book.
Yeah, and so did Jason Alexander, I think. It's like the...
Well, it is.
It's like going country. It's like musicians go country... And actors write children's books. Here you go. Imagine this. The Angriest Whopper sandwich consists of savory flame-grilled beef piled high with thick-cut bacon, American cheese, iceberg lettuce. Oh, iceberg lettuce. Ooh, you guys really went out on that. Like, legally, the baseline for what can be considered lettuce, iceberg lettuce. Tomatoes, angry onion petals, God knows what that is, jalapenos, creamy mayonnaise, and spicy angry sauce, all layered between a red bun that has hot sauce baked in.
That sounds awful.
Well,
a bun with hot sauce baked into
yeah.
it? That sounds horrifying.
Well, if you've ever wanted to imagine AP Mike biting into it, your wish is going to come true. In a matter of minutes.
I'm very excited, I have to say.
Well, caller number four, if and when you hear the number, your number given out, please call back.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks.
Bye. My friends, I would like to tell you, the best show listener, that's right, about flowers. Now, you know, Mother's Day's coming up, right? And you got your mom, and you want to pay tribute to your mom. Your mom's awesome. She's been there for you with all these things. She knows everything about everything. And you know what? When Mother's Day comes around, that's when it's time for you to impress your mother. Right back. She's impressed you your whole life. You're going to impress her right back. ProFlowers. It's simple. ProFlowers takes the guesswork out of sending mom, grandma, or your wife, or whoever, the perfect Mother's Day gift. You can't beat the price and convenience. ProFlowers takes care of the details. The flowers are guaranteed to be fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days or your money back. You choose the delivery date and it is guaranteed. Simple as can be. Now here's what you do. You want to get in on this? You send your mom 100 blooms or whoever. But yeah, Mother's Day's coming up. So maybe for Mother's Day. You say, why am I getting mad at this copy? Don't know. Send your mom or whoever. Oh, I did it again. 100 blooms with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. And I'm going to tell you this. They sent me one so I could see it. It's beautiful. It really is. Really, a real beautiful arrangement. Or, for the extra special treatment, what do you do? Simple. You upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. So what you do, my friends, you go to proflowers.com today and use my code BESTSHOW. Proflowers.com, BESTSHOW. You click the blue microphone in the top right corner and you type in Best Show. That's right, proflowers.com. Best Show. And remember, Mother's Day is next week. Is it? Next week. This offer expires Friday at midnight. So get that order in, my friends. Proflowers.com. And that's how you support the Best Show. Studio,
yeah.
Could you come here for a moment, please?
Mother's Day is May.
It's May 8th. Here's $50. I want a receipt.
Okay.
I don't want Mike. It doesn't mean you divide it three ways. This is not, I'm not giving you $50. This is what I would like you to
okay.
each do.
All right.
This is how I'd like this to go down.
Okay.
You get in your car. You drive AP, Mike, and Pat over to Burger King.
Right.
You go in. You call me as you're pulling into the Burger as you're walking into the Burger King.
Okay.
Please call the hotline.
Call.
Bless you. Then you go in. I want to hear you order. You order three Angriest Whoppers. And drinks and whatever fries or anything you guys want, you get.
Okay.
But you got to get Angriest Whoppers.
All right.
Three of them.
Three of them.
And then...
Can I back one for you?
No, I'm not going to eat it.
Mike already said no mayo on his.
So Mike's already, what is he at, Le Cirque here? Is it the Palm? Yeah. Yeah. Special orders don't upset it. That was their thing from 40 years ago. Trust me, Mike. Special orders are going to upset this crew.
Right,
now, you get whatever you want on it. The mayonnaise is not the issue with it. And then you sit down while calling and just talk about the Angriest Whopper and how delicious or nauseating it is.
Okay.
And anyone who doesn't finish theirs, you leave them there. I'm serious.
Okay.
You leave them.
I will leave them there.
You leave them at that Burger King.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
This is Pat's second burger of the night.
Oh, I don't care. It could be his 40th burger of the night. He knew what was going on tonight. I can't help it if he's got no self-control. He knew we were eating Angriest Whoppers.
I know.
He goes out, eats a hamburger.
Yeah.
He better finish that thing or he's going to make a blanket out of napkins tonight and sleep at a Burger King. All right.
All right, here we go.
And now I'm going to just take the calls for the rest of the show. Not for the rest of the show, while you're out, Mike. Okay? I've been writing these down. I'm okay. I'm keeping my own notes. Best Show.
Hey.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. To whom am I speaking?
Amalia.
What is your name?
Amalia.
Amalia. Are you calling to participate
yes.
in the date?
The
love connection?
The funny thing is that my boyfriend is a big fan of the show, and he made me call because it was one of the first times like we listened to it live. And
that's all right.
It's funny that this is the love connection thing. But, yeah, I mean, I've been wondering lately, mostly because I'm getting married to him. But I never had, like, any experience with a girl.
Okay.
So and
this
that could be my love connection.
All right. So you're looking for a love... You're looking for something more on the less of the relationship side.
Yeah. I think I'm like, I have enough with relationships right now.
All right. And did Mike give you a number? No.
Number? No.
No, he didn't. All right. I'm going to make you number, I don't know if any of these other numbers are given out. You're number 14.
14.
And
okay.
Where in the country are you calling from? Don't be specific, just generally.
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to, from now on, you are calling number 14. And if you hear somebody call up and say they want to talk to number 14, so you're looking for a lady to call up.
Yeah.
In Los Angeles, and if you hear number 14 given out, call back, and then we will have a conversation.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Have a great night. Oh, maybe we will talk to you later.
Okay. Talk later.
Bye. Do you think these guys are going to eat the angriest whopper? Best show.
Hello, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
You're speaking to Jack.
Are you a part of the date thing?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, what is your number?
I'm number 6.
Number 6. And where are you calling from, number 6?
I'm calling from New York City.
NYC, NY, as Daryl Hall once said on his Sacred Songs album. New York, love me. Great album. You should check that out sometime. You ever wonder what it would sound like if Robert Fripp and Daryl Hall jammed? That album answers the question.
Never had that question, but I'll check it out.
Oh, well, number 6. Well, describe yourself, please. What are your interests? What are your enthusiasms?
I'm a big baseball fan. I root for the Chicago Cubs, although I'm not from New York. I'm actually from Alabama, but I just picked the Cubs.
And how did
you
end up
there?
So you're a Cubs fan. You excited about the Cubs are off to a hot start?
Yeah, we're looking really good. This season.
What are you? What do you play? Second base?
No, I'm just a fan.
You got to get past that, man. You got to stop saying we.
Yeah, well, the team looks really good. Arrieta just threw a no-hitter last week, so it's looking good for us. But I like baseball.
Us! Them! You're not on the Cubs, bro.
Yeah. But I still like the team. I like going to baseball games. I go to Yankee Stadium and Citi Field quite often.
Okay, so you like baseball.
Yes.
And who are you looking for, caller number 6?
I'm looking for a female who likes to have a good time and just somewhere, I guess, in the area. But I don't know. I'm a pretty nice guy. I like alt rock. I think I'm pretty genuine. Yeah.
Describe the perfect date, caller number 6. Let me see if I can guess.
I think the perfect date.
No, let me see if I can guess it. Let me see if I can guess, and you tell me whether I'm correct or not.
Okay.
You go. You both put on matching Cubs windbreakers. You both talk about how much you hate Steve Bartman, and then you pretend to be Ernie Banks and run around the Little League field. The end.
I think you nailed it.
Okay, my friend. So you're looking for a lady.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Who would be fun? You said fun?
Oh, yes, yeah. A lot of fun. Can kind of like, I'm trying to do a little bit of comedy here, so someone who can be patient with that would be also good.
Make me laugh, caller number 6. Make me laugh. And I know it's not intimidating. I know I'm a hero of yours who has done nothing but make you laugh for years, and this is intimidating off the bat. And now I'm asking you to perform in front of me. You're probably a little nervous, but make me laugh.
Make you laugh. All right, let's see. Okay, this is a joke I wrote the other day. It's still a work in progress.
It's so unfair. That's so unfair. Okay, so here's a joke in progress. Now, when you go on stage, do you identify as caller number six? Let's bring our next guy up. He likes the Cubs a lot. Let's have a warm welcome for number six.
All right. After 20 years in the NBA, Kobe Bryant has decided to retire. This move will allow Bryant to do something he was never able to do at work, travel.
Mm. Good one. I like that. It's clever.
Yeah. It's pretty much a dad joke, but I enjoyed it. It was something just, you know, kind of jotted down.
Sure. Now, are you a basketball fan? Because if you were, you'd know Kobe Bryant does travel.
Oh, yeah. No, I am a basketball fan as well.
So why don't you take that joke and say he will continue doing what he did throughout his career, travel. And then you'll get fans going, yeah. Right?
Yeah, that's a better punchline. I like that one.
No kidding. All right. Well, number six, if and when you hear someone call up and say they're interested in speaking to you, please call back.
All right, that sounds good. Can I say one last thing about something you mentioned last week about Papa John's?
Yes, please.
All right. Well, you mentioned the Papa John last week, him running on the field in that commercial with him. It's like CGI running.
Mm-hmm. No, I said he looks like a toddler. Other people said it's CGI. I don't think I said it was CGI.
Okay. Well, did you hear about the Major League Baseball and Papa John's partnership and what they've called the Papa Slam?
Ugh. What is a Papa Slam?
Okay. Well, anytime someone hits a grand slam, pizza is discounted online. But I have the Major League Baseball iPhone app. And anytime that happens, they say they'll say Bryce Harper hits a Papa Slam, and they're kind of branded a statistic.
Okay, so when you hit a Grand Slam, now they're calling it a Papa Slam.
Yeah, it's pretty disgraceful. Like I said earlier, I'm a big baseball fan, so
yeah. Well, your game's ruined, bro. Call back if you hear your number. Bye. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking? Do you have a number?
I do. I'm actually, Mike told me that I was number one.
Number one, that's right. We went back to the beginning.
Yep.
Caller number one, where in America are you calling from, or outside of America?
I'm calling from Somerville, Massachusetts.
Okay. Somerville, Massachusetts. Well, describe yourself, caller number one, please. Are you? Well, what are things you're interested in? What are your hobbies or enthusiasms?
Well, I feel like nobody said their age yet, so I'm 32.
Okay, so you're interested in being 32.
I'm interested in being 32. No, but I'm interested in meeting people around my age.
Okay, that's a fair point. And people can say their age if they want. I'm not going to make people say their age. Because it's gauche.
Yes. So, I live in Somerville. I like comedy. I like TV.
Who makes you laugh, number one? Who makes you laugh?
You do.
Ah.
And I really like Chelsea Peretti.
Very funny. Chelsea Peretti.
Yeah. And...
Who?
I do a little bit of comedy.
Okay, all right. Number one.
Yes.
Make me laugh, please. Please make me laugh.
No, thank you, Tom.
Okay, fair. That's a fair answer. Not my fault the other guy actually went and gave a joke. You could have said no thank you. So, number one, can you tell me who you would be looking for?
I would be looking for... a male, around my age.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to be in a real relationship. I'm looking for somebody laid back who knows what they want.
So you are looking for a real relationship?
I am.
Yes.
I like people who make me laugh. So somebody who's easy to be around that makes me laugh, maybe has the same dash of bitterness that I do.
Mm-hmm. A healthy skepticism.
Yes, yes.
Well, number one, I'm going to say, if and when you hear your number given out, please call back.
Okay.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. Best show.
Should I go next to it?
You're on.
Hello, Tom. This is Pat.
Pat. What's up?
I'm standing in front of the Angriest Whopper poster outside of the door while Dudio takes Mike and I's photo.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going up on the Instagram right now.
Oh, thank goodness.
Now Mike is walking in.
We're locked out.
Oh.
How are they closed?
We're locked out.
Oh. Okay. Oh, they're closed. This Burger King's closed. We're going to have to go to another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't want to.
Yeah, but let's bring it back.
No, you're not bringing that crap back in the studio.
Tom, I think we're going to have to bring it back.
No, you're not. I'll lock you out. You're not. Okay, seriously.
Okay, hold on. I know another one.
Okay.
You know another one?
Yeah.
We'll think we're going to another Burger King.
Well, let me tell you this, guys. Here's the thing. I'll suggest this. If any of you eat the entire Angriest Whopper, right?
Yeah.
$5. But now get this. You ready for this?
Okay.
If you eat the Angriest Whopper, then if any of you decide, hey, let's swing by Taco Bell and try that quick quesalupa, the cheese-infused taco.
Oh, I've had that.
$10.
Oh, God. But we have to finish the taco as well?
Well, you have to eat most of the burger. This is not a Howard Stern show where I'm going to be looking for you guys to start barfing all over the place. What would you guys think of trying the Angriest Whopper? And you don't have to finish it. You take a few bites. If you want to eat the whole thing, you eat the whole thing. Then you swing by Taco Bell, take a couple bites of a quesalupa.
Yeah, there's a Taco Bell down the way. Okay.
All right. Fast food tour. You guys are on a fast food tour.
It feels like a tour, for sure.
Yeah, and you know how I'm going to make my money back? I'm going to charge you to use the bathroom. It's $30 to use the bathroom for the rest of the show.
Okay. So we're going to order here and take it? Yeah, so we're going to order here and take it. Yeah.
Or we go to the other Burger King.
Why don't you go to the other Burger King? I'd like you guys to.
It's on the other side of town, isn't it? He wants us to go. Let's do that. It's not far.
What's Mike? Yeah. Where do you have to be, Mike? Where do you have to be?
He's asking you where you have to be.
It's on the other side of town.
It's an hour-long drive.
Hour-long. Yeah, it's an hour. I'm making you drive to Delaware for Burger King.
All right, we're doing it, Tom.
All right, thank you.
Back in the car.
Mike's one of these guys, he says no first. He says no first. I get a no first from Mike. Best show.
Hi, this is Tom.
This is Tom. Are you calling to be part of the Love Connection tonight, caller?
No, unfortunately, fortunately, I'm with someone, so.
That's all right. Good.
Yeah,
I'm glad to hear that.
Hey, Tom, unfortunately, I haven't been able to listen to the show because my internet connection's out. But I did have a question for you, if that's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. What's your name? Where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from Houston.
From Houston. And let me just say, this AP Mike and this dude, they go to the Burger King. I don't think that Burger King was closed. That sounded like, what Burger King closes before 10 o'clock?
I don't know. I haven't been listening to the show.
All right. Well, I sent them out to go to Burger King's, to go to Burger King and get an Angriest Whopper.
And they're not back yet?
They went, and then they're like, "It's closed."
Oh, I don't know. I think they're lying to you. I don't think they wanted to eat it.
Sounds like horse hockey, right? Right?
Yeah.
Some old-fashioned horse hockey. So, what can I do for you in Houston tonight, my friend?
I'm sorry, I didn't introduce myself, Tom. My name is Gersten.
Gersten?
Gersten. Well, rhymes with person.
Okay, welcome, Gersten.
Thank you, thank you. I have a question. Have you ever had something that you regret not getting into?
That I regret not getting into?
Yes.
Sure, there are things I've tried to get into that I could not wrap my head around.
I'm curious as to what you like. What do you regret not getting into? Like Frank Zappa?
No, I don't regret that at all. I checked it out. Not for me, man. Not for me. If you like it, good for you. Not for me. No, I wish I could be more I wish I could be more into jazz. I wish like the, and not like the Woody Allen limp clarinet jazz. I'm talking about, you know, the heavy stuff, you know.
Like mid period Miles Davis?
No, I'm talking like, more. I'm talking more 60s blowing out your speakers, Coltrane at the Village Vanguard stuff.
Oh, but Coltrane is great. Like,
yeah, no, I know it's like, great. I wish I could understand it completely.
Now, for the record, my thing I can't get into is Elvis Costello. For whatever reason, I just.
What records have you tried? What's a record you've tried and you just didn't make the connection?
The one that Oliver's Army is on, and that's a person of color. Unfortunately, like Elvis Costello, I don't think it's like it's a white person thing. I think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, look, you can look. Why don't you try the album that he did after that one called "Get Happy"? Which is a more fun album than Armed Forces.
I've heard that, and I think he's trying too hard.
Well, he certainly was trying too hard. He was writing 20 songs on an album at that point.
So jazz is the only thing you can't get into.
Well, it's one of the things.
That's unfortunate,
yeah,
Tom.
I try. Maybe I'm overthinking it. Maybe I'm overthinking it, Gersten. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm just... I should just listen and just stop with my mind going, trying to figure it out, and just listen and take it in for what it is. Right? Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah. Well, you're only human, Tom. Can I ask you another favor?
I'm only human. That's like that Billy Joel song. Remember that song? Don't forget your second wind. You're only human.
I sung Billy Joel at karaoke
two weeks ago. What song did you do?
Moving Out.
Moving Out? That's a good karaoke song.
Yeah, yeah. But I told everyone prior to the song selection that I was going to pick someone who was the grandfather of punk. And
So everybody thought you were going to do an Iggy Pop? They thought you were going to do the Stooges or something?
Well, everyone guessed the New York Dolls. I'm going to do the New York Dolls. It was a good surprise. It was nice talking to you, Tom. I got to go.
All right, Gersten.
Can you hang up on me?
Can I do what?
Can you hang up on me?
No, you want it too bad. I can't. You want it too badly. I can't. Why do you want me to hang?
Good night, Tom.
Why do you want me to hang up on you so badly? There, I gave you. I did it for you. It's weird. Usually. That's the kind of thing Mike would laugh at. Now it's quiet here. It's so quiet. They're gone. Best show.
Hey, is this me?
It is you.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. To whom am I speaking?
This is number 5.
Number 5. Let me mark you down here. Number 5. Where are you calling from, number 5?
I'm calling from Florence, Alabama.
Alabama. Okay. You said Florence? Like,
yes,
Florence Henderson.
Indeed. Also famous for the Muscle Shoals sound.
Sure. What's your name, little girl, right? What's your name?
Exactly. I hear that wailing out of car windows nearly every day down here.
Sure. They play it at the Klan rallies?
Can't say I would be familiar with that.
I'm kidding. You know I'm kidding. I love the South so much. I prefer the South to the North.
Oh, well,
you know what I heard?
I guess that's good to hear.
You know what I heard? Caller number five?
What's that?
The South is going to rise again.
I can't tell you how much that makes me want to puke.
Get ready, my friend. The South is going to rise again.
Ugh.
You get ready. The South is going to rise again.
Well, you know, I just...
Say it one time.
The South will rise again.
Now, caller number five, what type of person are you? What are you interested in? What are your enthusiasms?
Well, I'm a pretty quiet type of guy. I enjoy solitary activities like running and watching antenna TV. I'm also into...
What's your favorite antenna TV show? Is it Three's Company, or is it The Jeffersons? What do you like on antenna TV? For people who don't know, antenna TV is a channel that shows old TV shows. And, you know, you watch a lot of shows, and there'll be old shows, and they'll be like, these are digitally cleaned up. These are, like, digitally remastered. It's not the case on antenna TV. That stuff is so blurry on that channel, you can't even tell what you're looking at half the time.
Yeah,
nothing like watching a blurry episode of One Day at a Time, huh?
Exactly. I'm actually more into The Rifleman. I'd say that's probably my favorite show on there.
The Rifleman.
Yes.
Chuck Connors, the legendary Chuck Rifleman.
Connors.
Never watched it. Is it good?
Well, I enjoy sentimental type things. I'm not really into the action genre so much, and that really makes me misty, I'd say, a good 50% of the time when I'm watching it. Mm-hmm. It's a very sweet story about father and son out on the range trying to make it.
Now, caller number five, what would you be looking for in a love connection?
I'd be looking for a lady around my age. I'm 30 years old. Also, maybe more on the quiet side. I hate to say this, but I'm a big-time Auburn Tigers fan.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
As opposed to Roll Tide.
Yeah,
so.
You can't stand it, can you?
I really can't. I mean, makes me sick to my stomach just thinking about those words, Roll Tide.
Well, you just said them. What would it take for you to put on the full Alabama gear and cheer for the Alabama? What are they called again? The Blood Elephants? Was that what we said they were?
Yeah, the Crimson Tide.
The Crimson Tide. So when you root for Auburn, what is the mascot for Auburn?
Well,
what's the name of the team?
A lot of people think we're confused. So we're the Auburn Tigers. However, our war cry is War Eagle.
Mm-hmm. So it's an eagle fighting an elephant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, but my father, he's a big time Alabama fan, and I had this idea to maybe make it onto ESPN Game Day whenever they come down to town.
Mm-hmm.
I could take his Alabama gear, put it underneath these bright orange Auburn overalls I have, and pretend that I'm a big fan of both teams, but I'm not sure if I could even make it down to the place where they shoot the thing. I think I'd probably get beat up pretty bad before then.
You might get stomped. So,
yeah.
So you're looking for a lady who's quiet and enjoys Auburn sports.
Yes, and also enjoys vegan cuisine. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty rare down here in that, you know, I'm not a big barbecue person. Mm-hmm. I'm not into the all the meat and whatnot, mm-hmm. so that may be hard to come by down here.
Well, we will find out. Number five, I'm going to tell you this. If and when you hear someone call up and say they would like to speak to caller number five, please call back.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
Bye. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We'll get 10 total on the thing. So then that'll give a good pool to work from. Best show.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, to whom am I speaking?
This is whatever number you give me for the...
Oh, that's right. You don't have a number yet because Mike is out eating Angry Whoppers. You're number seven.
Number seven. Okay, cool.
Number seven. Where are you calling from in the country, number seven?
I'm calling from Central Florida.
Central Florida. And what are you interested in? What are your hobbies or enthusiasms?
Well, I love music, and that's what brings me to your show. I've always been a lover of music, all types of music, and whoever
like,
I'm...
Who do you like? Who do you like? What kind of music? Well, what album would you put on if you're looking to get pumped up, number seven?
Pumped up? If I were looking to get pumped up, lately, maybe Juicy J, but... I go across the spectrum.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, that's sort of superficial, sort of pumping up.
How about when you want to mellow out? What do you put on?
Mellow out. I like Elton John's Tumbleweed Connection.
It's funny that you said lately when you said that, because the first thing that popped into my head was lately.
Oh, yeah. Marina.
I've been thinking about my baby. Right? Well, I love you, Marina. Isn't that crazy that I thought of that the way you said lately, and then that's what you said, that album. How about that?
Yeah.
Now, number seven.
Yeah.
What are you looking for? Who are you looking for?
I'm looking for, well, first, a woman, and who is sure of herself, and also... You know, someone who's not afraid to have opinions and a point of view. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes, I do know what you mean. You like a strong. You'd like a partner to be strong. And are you looking for? Are you looking for just some fun times? Or are you looking for something more substantial and long lasting?
Something more substantial.
Okay. All right. Well. Number seven, you know how this works. If and when you hear your number given out, if somebody calls them and says they would like to speak to number seven, please call back.
All right, no problem.
Thank you. Well, how about that? Phones are quiet. I haven't heard from these bums yet. One thing I want to tell everybody, hey, Nashville. Kids coming to Nashville. Yours truly. Dukes. Going to be a Dukes in Nashville. Let me tell you about Dukes, my friends. Dukes is a super cool bar that is celebrating its first anniversary. In Nashville, Tennessee. They're celebrating their first anniversary. And they have DJs all for the month of April. And I will be there on Saturday. As will DJ Terry T. From the Cherry Blossom Clinic. We will both be DJing this Saturday at Duke's in Nashville. And you can find Duke's over at... How about that? I believe it's Duke's Nashville. And they got some lineup going down the home stretch of their DJ anniversary thing here. Deer Hunter tomorrow. Black Lips Thursday. Alex Brown from, you know Alex Brown, the rocker from New York City. Then Saturday, Terry T and Tom Sharpling DJing from 4 to 10 p.m. at Duke's. I hope to see you there. I will bring Best Show stickers, and it will be a great time, and you should come by and say hello. Nashville, look out, Nashville. Kids coming down. Kids coming back. Best Show.
Is this me?
It is you. Welcome.
Hi. Good evening, Tom.
To whom am I speaking? Are you looking to be in the Love Connection?
I am.
Well, I'm going to give you number... You're number 8, okay? You're,
all right. Good
number
enough.
8. Now, good number enough. 8?
Yes?
Where are you calling from?
From Denver, Colorado.
Denver! And what are you looking for? Oh, no, tell me about yourself first, caller number 8.
Well, I'm 35. I kind of just moved here, so I haven't really been able to meet a lot of people. And I guess I'm looking for somebody who has a good sense of humor.
Where did you move from?
From Louisiana.
From Louisiana. Now, you're not on the run, are you? There's no, you're not moving from city to city. This is not like a grift.
Well, I am moving from city to city, it seems, but it's not a grift.
Okay. Well, thank goodness it's not a grift. So you are looking for what?
A female around my age, has a good sense of humor, doesn't mind that I kind of roll my eyes at people who are really into skiing and snowboarding. I can't seem to get into it.
But what do you like? What do you like, number 8?
I like music. I like comedy. I like animation.
Well, name some music you like. Fill us in.
Okay, I like 60s rock, kind of. I grew up listening to oldies music from my parents.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe the most recent thing I like is probably St. Vincent, so
okay.
That's not too terribly new.
Sure, well, it's, so you like, in your mind, you like the good stuff.
I guess so.
All right, well, look, if you know how this works, number 8?
I do.
If and when you hear your number called, please call back.
All right, will do.
Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later, hopefully.
Thank you, Tom.
Bye-bye. My friends, I would like to tell you all about one of my favorite bands, Liquor Store. Store. That's as good as it gets, man. That album In the Garden, that's one of the best. Those dudes, that's New Jersey, man. Liquor Store. Can't beat that. Can't beat Liquor Store. Love it. I've not heard from the gang. They are out and about. With my money, looking for a Burger King. Here we go, let's see. Best Show.
Hey, it's Dudio.
Hey, Dudio, what's up?
So, I've got AT Mike here and Pat Byrne. Hi, everyone.
Okay.
We have got...
You've what?
We've gone to three Burger Kings and they're all closed.
Are the drive-thrus open?
Yes. The drive-thrus are open.
Okay, then can you go to the drive-thru and eat in the parking lot?
And dude, he has a brand new car?
No, eat outside the car.
All right. We'll sit on the curb.
Okay, we'll do that, and we'll call back from outside the car.
Perfect. Sounds
good. Call
great.
You in a second.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye.
Bye. That's right, Liquor Store, Pile of Dirt. The album is on Almost Ready Records. It is called In the Garden, Pride of New Jersey. Love it. Best show. Hello. Welcome to the best show.
Wait, is this Tom?
This is Tom.
Whoa. I haven't been listening to the show because I don't have internet, so I don't actually know what's going on, and I thought I was going to be talking to Mike.
No, Mike is out and about tonight, driving around with Dudio and Pat looking for angriest whoppers. Well, let me just say, what we're doing tonight is we're doing a love connection type show tonight, where if you are looking for a relationship of any sort, that's what we're doing. Is that something you're interested in?
Not really. I do have a partner.
Then that's all I wanted to know. I wanted to make the floor available to you. To whom am I speaking?
My name's Robin. I'm in Toronto.
Robin in Toronto. How are you tonight?
I'm well, thanks. So, how are you?
I'm good. So what's going on?
Good show so far?
I'm sorry?
Good show so far?
It is. It's always a good show. You know that.
Best.
Thank you. That's why it's called the best show.
I have an off-topic question for you if you're interested.
Absolutely.
I was wondering if you could voice any cartoon character from the history of cartoons, who would you choose?
That is a really good question. Do I have to do the voice of the character as established?
So, okay, there's two ways you could come at it, right? Because you could say, like, Bugs Bunny or something that you really love, or you could choose something that you think wasn't voiced well that you could do better, you know?
That's correct. That's a good point. Well, what do you think? You're blowing my mind with this one. I'm not ready for that. Is anybody pop into your mind?
I mean, the first thing that obviously comes to mind was Bugs Bunny, just because I know that you're such a fan, but then I was you probably really appreciate how he was done, so you might not want to change it.
No, I'm not gonna even come close to that.
What about, could it be like, is there a pair so that it could be you and Worcester?
I would do that.
Are there like a duo of characters?
Who? Who's a pair? Like the Chipmunks? Chip and Monk? Remember them? Remember? They were always like, oh my, do you think this? Blah, blah, blah. Like, remember, they were always like, they're very...
The obsessive compulsive detective Chipmunks. Chip and Monk.
Oh boy. I don't know about that, Robin. You lost me. You lost me on that one. The obsessive compulsive Chipmunks.
Just because you said Monk.
Yeah, no, I know I said Monk.
That's all.
All right. Heckle and Jekyll, somebody said. I don't even know what Heckle and Jekyll did. That's one of those cheap cartoons.
Yeah, they don't recognize that.
Yeah, me neither. All right, Robin, you have a great night.
All right, you too.
Bye. So, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I would take one more person looking to get in on the action here in terms of the love connection. Here we go. Let's see. Best show.
Oh, hi, Tom.
Hi, yes.
Oh, hey, great to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you. Are you looking for a love connection, young man?
You know, I hadn't listened to the show in a while. I'm sad to say, and I was really enjoying tuning back in, and I didn't know the topic, but sure.
All right, that's all right. Well, look, are you actually looking for one?
Yeah, no, right. Tom,
well,
definitely.
Well, look, then I will give you your list. Your number nine, and how?
All right, number nine.
Number nine. So, where are you calling from? Number nine.
I'm calling from Boston. I would have been calling from Philadelphia a while back, but no, Boston now.
Okay. And what are you interested in, number nine?
Boy, what am I interested in? Well, I like, journalism.
Ah, journalism. You're a wonk.
Yeah.
Are you a wonk?
I am a wonk, yeah. I'm definitely a wonk. Okay. But not so much politics, you know?
Okay.
I'm not too interested in politics, but, right. Yeah, I like digging into the local scene.
Sure. Like, what's in the local scene that you would, you'd be interested in, what's in the local
scene? Oh, boy. All kinds of stuff. Like digging into sort of, like what police are up to. I like digging into, what's happening in city halls, that kind of thing. I like talking to people, kind of strange people I meet wherever around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And who would you be looking for?
Oh boy, these are heavy questions. Well, you know, I like to laugh and make jokes a lot, so I guess I like people with a good sense of humor and who like to laugh. That's a big one for me.
Okay, and you're looking for are you looking for a lady or a...
Yes, yeah, okay. Yeah, it would be a lady in my case, yeah.
Okay, all right. Someone who likes to laugh.
That's good.
Now, here's how this works. When you hear the number given, if you hear somebody call up and say, I'd like to speak to number nine, then you call back up. All right?
That's good listening incentive. That sounds great.
All right. That's how you do it. Thanks, buddy. I'd like to get one more non-dude in the mix, please. Non-dude. We've got an okay mix of people. It's not just all guys, but let's keep it, let's try to keep it, a wider range here. Best show. Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I have listened to the show for a while, and I've never called in because I'm too shy.
Well, welcome, first of all.
Thank you, Tom.
I want to ask you first, are you interested in the love connection that we're organizing tonight?
Yes.
You are? Okay,
yes.
Well, I'm going to say you are number 11, okay? You're number 11.
Okay.
Don't give your name.
Cool.
Don't
okay.
give your name out.
Okay.
Now, where are you calling from, number 11?
Michigan. Mm-hmm.
One of the larger cities in Michigan, perhaps?
Near Detroit. Let's go with that.
Okay, that's good. That's all.
Yeah.
And do you think, look, these guys, have you been hearing this AP Mike and Dudio and Pat? They're saying every Burger King is closed. That sounds like a lie to me. I think they're pulling a fast one on me.
Yeah, they might be.
Right. Right.
Yeah, maybe they're eating like regular Whoppers right now.
They probably are. So, I would say, I might just have to scream. You know what I might have to do? Have they all have to fight each other?
Make
them just fight each other, right?
After they cage match.
Yeah, after they eat a Whopper, either an angriest one or an emotionally balanced Whopper. Is that what a regular Whopper is now?
An emotionally balanced Whopper.
A therapized Whopper? Is that what it is?
Maybe. It's full of Zoloft.
Yes, it's full of Zoloft. Now you, number 11,
mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. What are some of your interests?
I like John Waters. I think he's pretty great.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he is.
I like noise music and punk things, punk music.
Who's a band you like? Off the top of your head, one of your favorite bands.
Oh, well, I was going to say I really like Liquor Store. I was like, oh, yeah, I know that band.
Yeah, right?
And then, I immediately texted my friend the story I know about Craig Brown. So that was fun.
See? Awesome. They're great.
Yeah.
So, number 11, who would you be looking for?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I like to be with someone who's trying to out-weird me. That's fun.
Now, would you say you were looking for on the spectrum of identity? Where would you put who you're looking for?
I don't know.
Are you looking for a male? Where are you at on this? I'm just trying to
me. Maybe a lady.
Okay, that's fine. Okay. So you're looking for a lady who would be willing to out-weird you.
Yes, I like that, yeah.
All right. Well, number 11, if you've heard how this works, what I'm going to say is if somebody calls up, if and when they call, and they say they would like to talk to number 11, please call back.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. You have a great night.
Thank you, shopping.
Bye. Still no word from these guys, man. I think they split with my money. I know I'm going to get a guy grabbed it. I gave him $50. $50. Studio's going to be like, a guy grabbed it. He took it. He hit me in the head. And then Mike will be like, yeah, he hit him in the head. Like just regurgitating the story they agreed on to try to just take my money. All right. Come on, guys. Here we go. Here they are. Best show. Yeah.
Hey, so we're in a parking lot over by the Holland Tunnel.
Okay. Do you have Angriest Whoppers?
We have Angriest Whoppers.
What did each of you order?
So I'm going to sell Pat out here.
Oh, God.
Mike, you go ahead and sell Pat out.
Yeah, sell him out.
Pat had the weirdest fast food order I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, what was it? Small water?
So, he got two beverages. He got unsweetened tea and a coffee.
Yeah.
As a cleanser, he tells me.
Yeah.
He's going to clean himself out after he eats this meal.
But did he get an Angriest Whopper?
He did, but he got one plain. He got a half-assed Angriest Whopper.
All right. Look.
I'm going to leave him in this parking lot.
He's on thin ice.
Explain what you got, Pat.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom, this is Pat.
Hi, Pat.
I got the Angriest Whopper, but I just got it with cheese and bacon and nothing else.
You got the mildly annoyed Whopper.
You got a mildly annoyed Whopper. Look, that's fine. It's fine. All right. This is where we're going to start with it. So each of you has an egg. Did anybody get fries or anything like that?
I got a combo. So I got mine with the Coke and fries. And Mike got a Diet Coke and onion ring.
Okay. And you're eating outside of the car. I don't want to get yelled at by...
I should apologize to Kristen because mine did spill all over the inside of the car.
Oh, no.
We are outside the car. We're in the parking lot.
It didn't seriously spill all over Dudio's car, did it?
No, nothing. I'm joking.
Oh, good, good, good.
It's completely clean.
I don't want her punching me out.
To paint the scene, we are right outside the Holland Tunnel. And we're next to the Holland Tunnel, formerly the Holland Tunnel Motor Lodge, now named the Holland Motel. Yeah. Hotel. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah.
Can't beat the ambiance.
So, do you have the Angriest Whopper? Where do you have them set? On the trunk? On like the hood or the trunk?
On the trunk.
On the trunk. All right.
I wanted to say we would have had enough change left over to get an hourly room at this hotel to eat this food inside.
That would be great.
That would have been great.
Yeah. Well, why don't you... Who wants to eat the Angriest Whopper first?
Well, Mike's already halfway done.
What?
It's not bad, guys. It's not bad. I'm into the angry part of the Whopper. I'm right into the heart of the anger. And it's not bad.
Studio's on bite 3, and I haven't started.
So here's what I'm going to say.
Yeah. What are you going to say?
The bun
the bun, it's not so, you can't really taste much out of it.
Not flavorful at all.
It's red. Is it red?
Yeah, it's a bright red bun.
Bright red bun.
Like, mentally, I think I'm eating a burger between two cookies. But then the sauces,
yeah.
Like, it has its own, it has its own, like, chipotle mayo on it.
Oh, yeah.
It has onion petals.
Mm-hmm.
And it has jalapeno peppers.
Feeling the burn. I'm getting some burn in the nasal passages.
God. Make Mike go into the tunnel. I don't make Mike make Mike walk to New York. So you're outside the Holland Tunnel right now.
Yeah.
Eating on the Jersey side.
Yes.
Eating angriest whoppers in the parking lot of a Burger King.
Yes, if you are in the Jersey City area, we're right across, we're in the Burger King parking lot, right across from the Home Depot. So that's where we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're watching
We're freezing our asses off.
It's not that cold out. Mike's always
t-shirt somehow.
Mike's always got a thing, man. It's always a complaint from this guy. Always a complaint. So I'm going to read the description of the angriest whopper again. Savory flame grilled beef. How was that?
Check.
Thick cut bacon. Ugh.
Oh, the thickest.
American cheese.
Oh, only the finest for our country. Yeah.
Iceberg lettuce.
The lettuce does leave a little to be, I could have better lettuce.
Okay. Tomatoes.
I had to look.
How are the angry...
They're in there. While he looked, I got a good whiff of it.
How are the angry onion petals?
Really good. Surprising for Burger King.
Mike?
Yeah, not bad.
Okay. How are the jalapenos?
Standing outside the Holland Tunnel, I'd probably be enjoying it a little more.
I get it. Jalapenos. How are the jalapenos?
Pretty fresh.
And hot.
And hot. Okay.
Yeah.
Creamy mayonnaise. You said Pat did not get the mayonnaise.
No, I did not. So Pat's biting into his right now, and it is basically the red bun, meat and cheese and bacon. Mm-hmm.
And how would you describe angry sauce? The angry sauce.
It's sweet. I would say it's kind of like a hot honey mustard.
Okay, like a hot honey mustard. What would it take for you to go up to the drive-thru and ask for if you could just buy just angry sauce?
I'll do it.
I don't. I'm not going to make you do that.
Pat should do it. He already made enemies inside there.
Oh, yeah. They did not like his order whatsoever.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
They love
me
here.
Yeah, have it your way.
Right.
Imagine if there was a new version of Five Easy Pieces, it would take place to be like, I just want a red hot sauce bun and some angry sauce and some American cheese. Do you guys make a angriest whopper sandwich? Give you the update. Burger King presents Five Easy Pieces, the new Five Easy Pieces. So, guys, what do you think? Are you going to Taco Bell next, Quesalupa?
I'll say that for anyone who's dreamt of a bun with the consistency of Play-Doh, your dreams have come true.
I would have to agree that the bun is the worst thing
ever.
In the equation, yeah, it's awful. And right now, Dudio is dissecting his hamburger. I don't know quite why. He's eating all the elements separately. Can you explain?
I can't take the bun anymore.
Oh, okay.
I just can't. It's awful. It doesn't even taste like bread. It's
Yeah, it kind of smells like Play-Doh, too.
It smells like Play-Doh.
It does kind of smell like Play-Doh.
Yeah, I'm not lying. It smells like Play-Doh.
That's not a joke in any way. It really does.
You sure that's not the Holland Tunnel traffic?
What would you think? Who would eat a quesalupa now? Any of you?
I've already eaten one.
No, not tonight.
I'm good for half. Where is the nearest one?
Pat would split a quesalupa, the cheese-infused taco, with someone.
You want to do that?
I'll go for half, because I wimped out on this one. I'll go for half.
All right. I hate the quesalupa, so that's going to be Mike and Pat.
All right.
Hold on a second. Wait a second. My girlfriend just broke up with me by a text message.
Can anyone
put me up tonight?
She actually just called the Love Connection and said she was looking for someone who wouldn't eat an Angriest Whopper sandwich, Pat. I'm sorry to tell you.
We had a good run.
Yeah. Well, guys, it is a proud moment for all of us.
We'll call you from Taco Bell.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Drive safe.
All right, we will.
There you go. Proud moment in the best show. Proud moment. The gang eating Angriest Whoppers. I could barf just listening to that. Right? Didn't you want to hork all over the place? Yeah. I feel like I'm going to puke. Best show.
Hi, this is Bobby from Minneapolis.
Bobby, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to pay some respects to Prince, because he was kind of everything around here. We had a pretty amazing weekend at First Avenue. There's a lot of love coming out, and I would recommend for some of the fans of the show, go look up the Bob Mould and Suicide Commandos doing When You Were Mine.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing.
Heavy duty. They played there the next night. Friday night, I believe, right?
The next two nights. And then basically there were just so many people that just showed up down there that First Ave basically just had to throw parties inside from like 11 to 7 a.m.
Wow, that's wild.
The city allowed it. And, I mean, you know, I was there two of the nights. We were just, you know, hugging strangers. It was just an amazing time.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad that's the experience you had.
Yeah. Well, I also wanted to say I'm happy to hear you have been, you know, getting your confidence back a little bit more on the show lately. I really like that.
Because
I'm kind of trying to break out and do something similar, break out on my own.
Well, Bobby, go ahead. So you're going to what now? You want to do something on your own? What do you want to do? What do you want to do, Bobby?
I'm a music journalist, and right. I'm kind of tired of having the editors say what can and can go online.
Yeah.
So actually just on Sunday, I went to squarespace.com.
Yeah.
I used offer code BESTSHOW.
Yeah, thank you.
And now I have a website.
All right.
And the first piece I'm going to write about is about Prince.
That's fantastic. Give your address. You want to give the URL out, Bobby?
Well, the thing is, I'm actually working on like designing it right now while I was waiting, talking to call you.
When you're ready.
It's not ready yet.
Yeah.
When I'm ready, I will.
You call up.
But also, if I can, I wanted to plug one more thing. I'm starting a cable access show here in Minneapolis, again, to give myself an outlet without someone telling me what I can and can't do, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm doing interviews of local artists, and also we're doing some sketch comedy. That is at facebook.com/andnowits, ANDNOWITS.
Very good. Very good, Bobby. Congratulations on getting your house
in order. I want to say, you know, you're a winner. I'm a winner. Yeah. Prince is a winner.
Well, I'm a winner.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, you go.
I mean, it's just, I'm just living my life, actually, I was definitely inspired by
you know, what you're doing here, and I'm happy to hear your confidence back. I'm also inspired by Prince. Earlier today, my boss walked into my office and gave me a huge bonus, and I said, you know what, I want a really big raise, too. Because I'm just, like, on fire right now from Prince.
Don't push it, though. Don't push it. Don't go too far.
I know. I might be going
Don't get stupid.
But the thing is, honestly.
Mike's telling me I got to take the next call.
Fair enough. Thanks. Have a good night.
Mike ain't here. There we go. Sorry, Bobby. So, I mentioned Dukes in Nashville. Be DJing there this Saturday. Myself and Terry T. Very exciting. In Nashville. In a couple minutes, I'll turn things over to the listeners for the love connection. If you are interested in someone, then you call up. Then you call up. But, I overheard a couple things I've been meaning to talk about. I overheard a few conversations. In the, like I was eating in a diner a couple weeks ago. I heard this, they were sitting across from me. It was like two sisters and a brother. They were clearly all, children. And they were adults. They were probably in their 50s, I'd say. Now this is a diner, public place. And why, I gotta say this, this is the overarching thing. You can't talk about just anything you want in public. Sure, you can, but if you're in a restaurant, mind what you're talking about a little bit, please, a little bit. This family is sitting there across from me. I'm not eavesdropping. They're 4 feet away from me. I can't not hear them. And they're talking about their mother, who clearly sounds like she's infirm. Infirmed? Is that it? She did not sound like she was in good health. But they're in public. They're saying, what are we going to do with Mom? What are we going to do with Mom? Mom, we got a certain amount of money we could spend a month for Mom. And then we got to get somebody to come watch Mom and come take Mom to the bathroom. And then I'm like, okay, well, and then it starts. If there was a drinking game called How Many Times Do You Drink When This Person, when any of these people at this table mention Mom in a diaper, I would have died of alcohol poisoning, because for about a good half hour, they just kept talking about, when Mom gonna be in a diaper? Can't put Mom in a diaper. I mean, what? Is she going to wear a diaper? Well, she can't wear a diaper. Mom can't be in a diaper. It's a restaurant. I'm telling you, it went on for 15, 20 minutes. I'm saying to myself, I'm going to lose my lunch if these people don't stop. Well, Mom can't wear a diaper. What, she got to get someone walking her to the bathroom just to clean her up? You're wearing a diaper? Diaper? Mom in a diaper? Clean up clean mom up. I'm telling you. Over and over. I don't know. I'm just looking at these people. They're just talking. They're eating and saying this now. I don't even know their mom. I'm trying. I was so. It's like, this is a public place. Then I go eat somewhere else. The next day, I'm eating somewhere else. I was out a lot. I don't usually eat out all the time. So I'm eating out this next day. And a kid is talking to a mother. And this kid says, starts talking about, well, you know, we got to take care of the diarrhea problem. And the mother's like, says, yeah, well, you know, I guess we got to take, and the kid said the diarrhea problem easily three times. Back to back. This is within 24 hours, two times in 24 hours. Got one person talking about mom in a diaper. Next one's talking about the diarrhea problem, as if that's the terminology for that. Do they not know how to talk in public? Do they not realize that other people can hear this and you don't want to? My grandmother used to talk about the most upsetting things when people were eating. And I'm telling you, nobody said a thing to her. It's because she was an old bat. Look, I say that with love. Was she the greatest person? No, she wasn't. Did she make messes and enjoy watching the fires burn? Yeah, she kind of did. But she was grandma. She was fine. You love grandma. But, man, she did that. She talked about neutering the dogs in restaurants more than once. I experienced that. So here I am listening to these people talk about the diarrhea problem, putting mom in a diaper. Then I'm eating. Tonight, getting ready for the best show, making notes before the show, eating in a restaurant. Two things. First person starts arguing. This woman and man are eating at a table, and then the phone rings, and then she starts talking on the phone, and she's screaming into the phone. This is a restaurant. I'm not at Arby's. This is a restaurant I'm not eating at the Palm, but, So then she's screaming into the phone. Yeah? I'm not there. Well, what's the point of not being there if you're going to call me? And then she starts yelling at the person. Well, I guess you got a piece on the side, huh? I guess you got a piece in the side. What? And the dude across from me, this dude looked like if Eddie Pepitone was on Sons of Anarchy. And he's sitting there just laughing while she's saying it. And I looked over, I just caught a glimpse. She shot me the evil eye. Like I was doing something wrong for looking at the maniac screaming in a restaurant. Okay, then 10 minutes later, no joke, this is all happening. 10 minutes later, these guys start talking about Flomax on the other side of me. When did this all become okay in like, there's no other things to talk about. You can't talk about lollipops or candy bars? This guy's talking about Flomax. Yeah, you take Flomax, and the Flomax kicks in the middle of the night. Then I'm doing the Flomax. Oh, Flomax, shut up. You know, 12 ounces of coffee turns into a gallon of urine. Not cool, guys. Weirdos. Can't figure other things to talk about? You weirdos. Talk about your Flomax and your piece on the side. Put mom in a diaper. The diarrhea problem. Best show.
Hey, Tom, how are you?
I am good. To whom am I speaking? Unless you want to
be... My name is Jim.
Jim?
From Oakland, California.
Oakland?
Jim.
Jim. Let me ask you, Jim, are you participating in the Love Connection tonight?
On behalf of my son.
Yes.
He's, my son's 10. His name is Blake. He's called a couple times in the last 2 months or so to give Mike the business.
Really?
Yes, you were kind enough to... send him some money via That's PayPal.
Right. I did. I sent him $5, right?
You did. And he is now your biggest fan.
Yeah. I bought him. Cheap.
Yeah.
That was cheap. $5.
Yeah, it didn't take much.
$5 for a super fan.
So he had his first girlfriend, his very first fifth grade girlfriend. And she dumped him past week. Yeah. So... my plea is to any Bay Area 10-year-old fifth grade ladies.
It is weird, Dad.
Yeah.
Dad, I'm going to nip this one in the bud, Dad.
Regardless, he's your biggest fan.
Well, I hope his heart recovers. He seems like a sweet kid.
But, he's a very sweet kid. And this is only on his behalf, just because...
Yeah. Tell him to email me again. I'll send him $3.
Sounds good. Thanks, man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. I'll be like Dane Cook to this kid. Like all those dimwits who got into Dane Cook when they were like 15 and then now they're going to like love him forever. I'll be like this kid's Dane Cook. Sufi. Right, kid? Sufi. Best show.
Hey, Tom. This is number undecided.
Number undecided. So you're calling, you're looking to participate?
Yeah.
Well, I got to say we're full. We got a full house right now.
Oh, okay. I was dealing with a bad tow truck driver, so I might have missed the last half hour.
You're dealing with a bad tow truck driver. Is that code for something?
No. My old car was being hauled away.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope your automotive concerns get sorted out, and it's nothing but safe driving for you from here on out.
Thank you, Tom.
Have a great night.
Bye.
I will say, first of all, Dudio, if you're listening to this, please text me back. If somebody calls, can I put two calls on the air at once? And how do I do that? I don't think I've done it before. Best show. Hello.
Oh, hello. I wanted to call in and just add a few thoughts about Prince, if possible.
Sure. What would you like to say?
Well, actually, first I would like to say that I saw the Sharpling and Worcester show in Philadelphia, and I thought it was tremendous.
Thank you.
And have been meaning to call in and talk about that.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I appreciate that.
I'm super nervous.
Don't worry, you relax.
This is the first time I've called.
You relax, relax.
I feel like I'm crossing this crazy threshold.
Don't worry, what's your name?
I've been listening for about 10 years.
Well, what's your name?
Z from Philly.
V as in Vendetta?
Z-E-E.
Z-E-E. So Z for Zenyatta Mandata, the police
album. You were pretty close, Zenzele. So you were almost there.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling, first of all. Thank you for calling. Now, what did you want to say about Prince, Z?
Well, I was sharing with a friend over the weekend. I've been a fan since I was in my preteens. Ironically, if you consider like some of his earlier work, which is when I discovered him, I happened to come across a little cachet of probably like maybe his first four albums on cassette, which as a preteen I kind of grew up in a very strict household and had to sneak anything remotely racy. So I came across an old Walkman and would go to sleep at night listening to this, like, rotation of early Prince music. And ironically, if you consider a lot of the content of his early stuff, the kind of things he talked about engaging with the lady, he actually kept me chased all the way through my teens. I can attribute that to my love of Prince music.
Okay.
I looked around and it's impossible for 14 and 15 year old boys to kind of seem like an option when you're hearing all the sort of things that I was exposed to at probably way too young an age, but ironically it worked out. So I would recommend, I don't have children myself, but if you have maybe 12-year-old daughter, things like International Lover and Something in the Water Does Not Compute may not be the worst thing to expose
sure.
them to.
What's your all-time favorite Prince song?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. Maybe Lady Cab Driver?
Sure, that's a good song.
Yeah, I think I might have to fall in Lady Cab Driver.
All right, that's a good one. Well, look, you spoke up, you called, you were nervous about calling. You did it.
Oh, my gosh.
You did great, Z.
I imagined if I had ever called, and like I said, I've been listening for like almost a decade and never crossed that line, but I always figured that I would get call screener Mike and could kind of ease my way into it. So.
Well, you did it. You went straight through, and you did great. All right. But thank you for calling. All these other lines are lit up, so I got to take the rest of these calls. But Z, please call back again. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, from here on out, from this point on, if you were listening and you were interested in any of the people calling who called earlier and gave a number, about their who they were in their love connection. If you are interested in making a potential connection, call up and give the number for the person you were looking for. Best show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi. To whom am I speaking? Unless you want to be anonymous because you're calling for the love connection, you let me know.
I'm not sure. I am calling for the love connection.
Okay. Which number? But... Do you remember the number of the person?
I believe it was number 8.
Number 8. Okay. In Denver.
Yes.
Okay, number 8, call in. Call in number 8. 201-332-3484. Call in number 8. How are you tonight?
I'm well. I will admit that the main reason I would like to speak to this person is because I, too, am in Denver. That's sort of the main love connection we have at this moment. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's see if this is them. Let's see. Number 8, is this you?
Hey, Tom. What's up? It is your old friend. You are the funniest man in show business, and I would like you to make me laugh right now.
Okay, well, how can I make you laugh? I know what would be funny.
Yeah.
Okay, let's figure this out. I'm trying to get the... I hung up on that guy. That was not him. Let's see. Let me see if I do that. That's probably how to do it. Let's see. Let me try this. Best show.
Hi, Tom. How's it going?
I'm good. Is this number 8?
No. Oh, no. I'm sorry. I'm not participating in the topic.
All right,
Will from Knoxville. It's a...
All right, then call back. Call back, buddy. Call back.
Okay, I'll call.
Best show.
Hi, Tom. This is number 8.
This is number 8?
Yes, it is.
Can you hear each other?
I can hear, yeah. Hello.
Yeah, I can hear as well.
So you are both in Denver, Colorado?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Now, number 8?
Yes.
You're looking for, are you looking for somebody to hang out with and have fun, or are you looking for something more substantial than that? Where were you at again?
Well, I guess both, you know, one leads to the other.
Sure. And caller?
Yes.
What were you looking for? We did not get that answer.
Well, I agree with number 8. Both, one meets the other. However, I have not had much success in jumping right into expectations of dating, so I tend to sort of enjoy becoming friends first before moving forward. So we're probably on the same page there.
Okay, well, that sounds like a sound plan. You just want to maybe be friends first, or potentially friends, and then see where that leads you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to call you Suitor, if that works for you. Or Suit.
All right.
Right?
Suit. You can call me Taylor, Tom. It's Taylor.
Taylor. Okay, Taylor. I'll call you Taylor. Now, Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
What would be your fun Denver night? Would it be to swing by a dispensary, see what's up in the, if there's any new edibles in stock, get baked out of your gourd, stagger down the street, then go to a Howling Hex show?
Tom, you have named the exact perfect Denver date. That is exactly what I'm looking for. No, not at all.
Actually,
okay. I don't smoke weed.
Okay.
I'm not against smoking weed. You can't be against smoking weed in Denver, really, or they kick you out. But I think a nice dinner would be good, or even going to a concert of some sort, or just a drink even would be great. I'm pretty. I don't. I'll do anything really. That's within reason. Within reason.
Well, number 8 and Taylor, this is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
If you get in touch with it, would you be willing to go for a drink, number 8, with Taylor?
I would.
Taylor, would you be willing to go for a drink with number 8?
I'd be willing to go for a drink with number 8, yes. Although I don't know that, I feel like I would refer to him as number 8 the whole time just for hilarity and fun.
Well, that could be. This is what I'm going to say. I will pay $32. I will put $32 toward your date. No, I'm not calling a date. You're going for a drink. Right. Yeah. Going to grab, it's not a date. It's just grabbing a drink. But if I will put you in touch with each other, if you want to email me at bestshow4life@yahoo.com. That's right.
Okay.
Yahoo's coming back. We're going to do it. Just like the South, Yahoo will rise again.
Well, number 8 is from Louisiana, right? So he'd have to agree with that.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's not something we generally like to say too much.
So if you email me, both email me, I will put you in touch with the other one if that works, and then I will PayPal one of you $32 for you to go get a drink.
Sounds like a deal and a half.
And the other thing is, you have to, if this leads to a wedding, I get to some input on what goes on top of the cake. That's the only thing you have to agree to.
I mean, well, that
we're
only
done with
fair.
Dirty Grandpa, right?
What's that? We're done with Dirty That's Grandpa, but I'll figure something out. You both need to sign off on that. That's the only thing I ask.
I think that's
I absolutely
fair.
Agree, yeah.
Okay, great. All right. Well, both please email me, and I will put you in touch, and you can both go get a drink.
All right.
Thank
and
you so
that
much.
Email again?
bestshow4life@yahoo.com. Like, bestshow4life, but it's number 4. Okay?
All right. Sounds good.
See you soon, number 8.
See you soon. Take it
out. Okay, bye. Well, that's nice, right? Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Dudio.
That's Dudio. Where are you now?
So we are somewhere, what are we, Union City?
Oh, God.
Is this Union City?
We're at the gates of hell.
Are we in Rutherford?
No, this is still, we're on 1 and 9, close to the Route 3 border.
Yeah, so we're at Taco Bell, and they are enjoying a quesalupa.
Enjoying is one of those funny words.
Pat and AP Mike are eating you split a quesalupa?
Yeah, we split it.
Yeah.
Mike
ripped it into two.
And how is it, Mike? Mike, describe.
It's not so bad.
And it's cheese, it's infused with cheese?
Yeah, the cheese is actually not melted. Yeah, I thought it was going to be more of a gooey experience, and it's just sort of, you know, cheddar cheese on top.
But it's not in the crust of the thing, like in the shell?
You're supposed to have cheese on the crust. Is that not what you guys have?
I think this is very fake.
Yeah, the last time I had it was very liquefied, and it just dripped all over me.
Yeah, these guys were talking about the drippage, and then Mike reminded me before I took my first bite that there was indeed some drippage that he saw, and I wanted to just throw it on the ground.
Pat's half was dripping more than mine.
Oh, I'm going to barf.
Yeah, you're going to barf.
Yeah. Well, so, okay, guys. Guys, if we were to put, if you guys are suddenly working for Zagat now.
Okay.
Angriest Whopper on a 1 to 5 star rate scale with half stars allowed. What do you give the Angriest Whopper?
I would give it a. I'm going to give it a 2.5 with the caveat that it would be a 4 on a regular toasted bun.
Hmm. Okay. So for you, Dudio, the bun is the point where the Angriest Whopper fails.
It's the worst part.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a deal breaker.
Mike?
I agree with Dudio's assessment entirely, and I would give it maybe 3 just to simplify. I don't like give it half stars.
Okay. What would you give it if the bun was a normal bun, Mike?
Oh, I'd give it a 4.
Yeah.
4.
Without doubt.
All right. Pat?
Yeah, it literally gets a 0 for me just because of the bun. The bun smelled, the texture in our mouths, I'm saying, speaking for everybody there, it was one of the worst. It wasn't even bread. It was like a weird, you know, factory, just awful. It was the worst, and I ate all of it. And so did Mike, right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, the quesalupa. What do you give it?
I'll give that a 4.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was fine.
I'd give it a 3.2. It was like a lackluster soft taco. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it a 2 because there are so many better options at Taco Bell.
Mm. This is a proud moment for all of us, guys. This is a proud moment. I appreciate you going through with this. Come on back. Why don't you come back?
We're coming back to the studio.
Come on back.
We're coming home, Tom.
Oh, God. Leave Mike at...
He's in my asshole.
What did he just say?
I want to say he's freezing his ass off, but it sounded like something else.
Yeah, I think... This is what I want to say. Dudio. Jason. Dudio.
Yeah, I'm here.
Leave Mike at the Taco Bell. I'm serious.
Okay.
Tell him to go get some napkins. Tell him to go get some... Yeah, send him in for some napkins and then pull out.
Hey, Mike, we can use some napkins.
I'm using my shirt.
That is the worst acting I've ever heard. Oh, God, I had to hang up. Now, Mike said ass off. He didn't say it. Certainly sounded like something else, but I know what Mike was trying to say, so... Best show.
Hey, Tom, how's it going?
It's going well. To whom am I speaking?
This is Will from Knoxville again.
Will, what's going on?
Oh, man, I'm just really enjoying the show. I'm driving down to McDonough, Georgia, to see my folks for my dad's birthday tomorrow, and, man, you just made it the best ride ever.
Well, so. I'm here to please. I'm here to please. You're going to... You gonna buy your folks the angriest Whopper, maybe, after hearing this?
I'll tell you what, I won't. I actually had one the other day, and I 100% agree with that bun assessment. It's not bread. It's terrible, and it did smell bad, and they didn't even put the angry onion, what have you, on ours. They left it off.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But I do have something for you might enjoy.
What's that?
That I've recently put myself through and going through currently. But every once in a while when I get a little plump in the face, I put myself through a beard diet. I don't like beards. I prefer to be clean shaven. But I figure it's good motivation to, you know, want to get rid of the beard on my face and go ahead and slim up and look like I probably ought to look. So I just got out of the beard diet. Feeling good, and shaved it, feeling great, decided to treat myself to a professional haircut, and got a haircut, and it's the worst haircut I've ever had in my life.
Oh.
And I also do not like hats. I spoke with you about that the last time I called, but how we're not hat people.
Mm-hmm.
But so I dislike this haircut so much that I've got a hat, and now I'm in hat or hair prison.
So you're trapped now.
Yeah. And it's just a waiting game of, like, waiting on my hair to grow back.
Who would you equate your haircut to? Who does it remind you of when you look in the mirror? What's the horrible first thought you had when you saw that haircut?
It looks like something. Well, I specifically said no Hitler youth. I want, like, a greaser haircut. No Hitler youth, but please. And I would say that's exactly what I have. It looks like a criminal's haircut.
You got a Hitler youth.
I've got
youth.
A little bit of gray on the side, so it even looks shiftier.
So you look like a shifty member of the Hitler youth.
It's terrible. Like, a shifty one in the sense that I'm obviously not youth.
So, wow. Yeah, you know what? I got a haircut once. It was so bad. It looked like Kevin James' hair and I wanted to jump off a roof when I saw it. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah, and I played 2 songs in the salon to get a discount on the haircut. So I'm standing there kind of looking at all the mirrors of me with this crazy haircut, and I'm trying to play 2 songs and just get out of there and be nice to my friend and not be obviously disappointed, you know. But it's something. It'll grow back, but it's really something.
You'll get there. Hang in there.
I wish I could come see you guys in Nashville next week, but I'm obligated to stay in Knoxville. Right, but I hope you guys have a great time.
Oh, thank you.
And soak it up right in Tennessee.
Thank you. I love it. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Best show. Hello.
Hey, Tom. It's Aaron in Minneapolis, a person who actually needs text-to-speech, not using it for dumb calls into the best show. How are you this fine evening?
I'm good. How are you doing? Go ahead.
Not bad.
You know what I want to come up with, Aaron? If you're going to call, I want to come up with some music or something that I can play during the pause when you're answering the question with the text to voice software. What would you think about that if I came up with some music? Go ahead.
Like the Jeopardy theme.
Yeah, something like that, but not literally the Jeopardy theme. I'll figure something out. If you're cool with that, I'm going to figure something out. Go ahead.
How about Kraftwerk?
Kraftwerk? Interesting. Interesting. Maybe I'll do some Kraftwerk.
So, yes, it's been a few weird days here in Minneapolis. I was at Paisley Park a few hours after the news broke, and let's just say, I have never been in that many people who were that quiet before, besides church. Then the next night I was at First Avenue, and it was more of a party scene there where 80% of the people were drunk. Fun times. There was a girl making balloon art, which was cool. Purple balloon animals, of course. She made me an alien with a taser. Had nothing to do with Prince, but whatever.
That's awesome. I heard it was quite the scene. And I'm sorry it had to happen under such circumstances, but I'm glad everybody pulled together and it turned into something positive. Go ahead.
Yes, it was great.
Okay. I'm going to play the model when you when we're waiting. Go ahead.
Works for me fine, sir.
Okay. Well, Aaron, I've got to take care of the calls for the rest of this half hour for the love connection. So I'm going to jump off. I'll talk to you soon. Call again, of course. Go ahead.
Okay, well, do have a good night.
Take care. All right, so now for the final half hour. So anyone who is interested in any of the people who called and gave a number out, if you're interested in somebody, call now and say who you're interested in. 201-332-3484. 201-332-3484. Yeah, there it is. Best show. No, come on. 201-332-3484. If you heard any of the people who called and discussed what they were looking for in terms of love connection, or just friendship, connection, whatever. Love, it could be whatever. If you heard someone you would like to reach out to, 201-332-3484. All right, so these dudes are in the car driving back now. This is as good a time as any, and especially after tonight. We're doing a segment on the show called Who Sucks in Podcasting. We do it every week now, and basically we do it because this is the greatest show you've ever heard, and the best show is tops in the game. Nobody can touch it, even if they tried. Every other show is a pale shadow of what we're doing here each and every week. Our worst show is better than your best show. Who sucks in podcasting? Well, here's one that I think feeds into what we've been doing tonight, and I have not even heard this show. It's called Doughboys, and I guess it's like a fast food show where it'll be like, oh, we went to Roy Rogers and had the sandwich, a big beef and cheese. What did you think of it? I liked it. I've never heard it. I never will hear it. But what we just did with the dudes going around testing the angriest Whopper and the Quesalupa. It's not that hard what you guys are doing. I don't know. Maybe it's the funniest show ever. I doubt it. We're doing something pretty awesome here. We took their thing away, their best move. We took their signature move away, and with one thing is just a flick of the wrist. We took it away. Sorry, Doughboys. You are the winners of Who Sucks in Podcasting this week. 201-332-3484. Don't be shy. It's all anonymous. If you want to make a love connection or reach out to any of these people you heard tonight, If you liked any of the people and you live near them and or you were interested in them, call up. And then they'll call up and we'll talk. Maybe you go for a drink or a burrito or something. But there's only one way to call 201-332-3484. Is this really what's going to happen? We made one potential connection in Denver, Colorado. But there were so many nice people called up and laid themselves out there for people. They took a chance. Now it's your turn to take a chance. I'm not gonna hang up on you or make fun of you. I'm trying to do something nice here. Make people happy. Well, maybe it's not going to happen. Maybe no one wants love or burritos. Best show.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi. This is caller number 3 again. I'm not calling for someone on the list because I was on the list, but
you
how's it
are.
Going?
It's going well. You were calling from Berkeley.
Yeah, but not to hop on the Prince train, but I was actually, I'm originally from Minneapolis, and I was actually in Minneapolis last weekend, and I was at Paisley Park during Prince's last dance show public performance, and so I thought I would tell a little story if no one was calling in reference to numbers or anything.
Sure,
so.
But let me just say this, number 3. You were in Berkeley and you were interested in either gentleman or lady. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
So if anybody's listening in the meantime and they wanted to talk to you, 201-332-3484 is the number. So, please, in the meantime, tell me about Paisley Park.
So, he announces these, or I guess past tense, he you know, he used to announce these dance shows like 24 hours in advance on Twitter. And so I was in Minneapolis on Saturday and saw there was going to be a show, drove out to Paisley Park with some of my friends. We get in there, $10 cover, really awesome DJ, playing a bunch of old funk music and whatnot. Everyone's getting down. Inside Paisley Park, it's like this big open concert area with all these like purple velour couches on the edge, you know, a lot of candles, very, very good atmosphere, Prince has curated. So the kind of cool story is there's this real roped off area with a pool table. And these kind of like egghead type dudes have been like asking the security guard, hey, can we play on the pool table? And it's Prince's pool table. Yeah. They weren't letting him in. And so me and my buddies, we were milling around, you know, we were kind of all dressed up and, you know, excitedly motioning towards the pool table. And so security guy comes up, he moves the little roped off area, and we were like, oh, hey, can we play pool? So Prince apparently was watching on CCTV. The whole area has cameras, and he was like, saw our group, and he was like, these guys are good to play pool. And he came out on stage at about midnight and played one last song on the piano, and it was Chopsticks. And he did a really beautiful rendition, and the last thing that he said before he left the stage was to send loving energy out to the audience and to his fans. So it was a nice moment, and definitely seems like a good dude.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really wild that you, so he basically said, you guys can play pool. And then came out and played Chopsticks.
You know, I really appreciate that. You know, it's not often that that's called out in society enough, but the worthy who play pool, you know, get to play.
I like that. I like that. I wish I knew how to play pool. I'm not good at any kind of like cool person games like that. I'm not good at
like third tier sports. Badminton and bocce ball.
No, I'm more
air hockey.
I'm good at air hockey. I'm great at air hockey. First, I'm not even good at it. I'm great at it. I could be a national air hockey player. I know that if I focus on it, I could definitely enter any of the tourneys that they have around the country.
So do those skills transcend to actual hockey, or do you think it's more in the air hockey arena where you excel?
Oh, it's only in the air hockey. Are you kidding? Hockey requires you to skate.
You can't skate?
No.
Well, I don't know. I've never been to New Jersey. I mean, I would assume they've got ice skating rinks and whatnot.
Oh, they do. They most certainly do. And I am not one for those. I can't do that. I can't.
Have you gone before?
Have I tried skating before? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible at it.
Well, you can't win them all, as they say.
That's true. Well, number three. I have to say, you know what's going to happen? This is what's going to happen. I guarantee
mm-hmm.
it. Because
mm-hmm.
this show's live, then everybody's going to be saying, oh, I heard number three, and I wish I could have called and talked, but I wasn't listening live. Mike?
Oh, well, that's
so this is what
tragic, but also inspiring.
Well, next week, just, I would say any of the people who are listening, and if they hear someone that they would have liked to have talked to, they call next week, and hopefully we can keep it going. The guys are back now, AP Mike, Dudio, and Pat. They do not look well. They do not. How are you feeling, Mike? Mike does not feel good. He straight up said, I do not feel good.
Has he developed an ulcer or something?
He ate. I'm looking at the receipt here. Quesalupa. Wait, I didn't authorize this Sierra Mist. A small Sierra Mist? I'm not paying for that. Yeah, wash it down. What did you drank all your Burger King soda, Mike? And here's the Burger King receipt. $25. $25.42. Angry. Look at this dumb receipt. It says Angriest Whopper. Angriest Whopper plain with a small sweet brew tea and then a small coffee. Then the other person ordered Angriest Whopper, small fry, and small Coke. And then who got the Angriest Whopper with onion rings and a Diet Coke? That was Mike. Yeah, wonder, no wonder you don't feel good. Onion rings. And they gave me my money back. They gave me $2 back and some coins. They pocketed some of that, doesn't it? What did I say I would give you guys $5 each? Was it five? Well, come on in and get your money. Here. I'll pay. I like that the show is now this low rent thing where I pay people $3 and $5 to do things. It's turned into this rinky dink operation where I'm throwing around the smallest amounts of money. What's that? Yeah, petty. Yeah, trust me, I'm not keeping petty a cash around here. That's going to walk. Well, number three, you are awesome. I appreciate you participating in the show. Please listen next week because I'm sure people are going to want to call up and talk to you, and they just were not listening live this week.
All right. Well, if I hear the number, I will call back. Have a good night.
You too. Good night. That's nice. 201-332-3484. If you wanted to talk to someone who you had heard that we gave a number to, call up and say the number of the person you'd like to speak to. And we will try to put the two of you in touch. I was screening those calls without Mike here. I think the show is moving better. Right? I don't think Mike's thing is... I think there's a redundancy there. I mean, there's a call flashing here he hasn't picked up yet. I'll pick it up, fine. Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Lisa in Orlando.
Lisa in Orlando. How are you tonight, Lisa?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm calling, I have to say, I don't remember the number of the Central Florida guy. And I honestly don't remember anything else about him.
Number seven.
I'm scared because I know it's really jumping the gun, but I'm afraid of being stalked.
Well, don't be.
And murdered.
Look, you're not going to be. Okay, look. You're scared of being stalked and murdered.
Yeah.
Just talk to the guy now.
And I'll. And, no, okay. And
no, number seven. Please call in now. Number seven.
But here's the other thing. What if it turns out to be somebody I've already dated?
Well, then you don't go on, then it doesn't go any further.
Okay.
It's very simple.
I'd hope I'd recognize his voice.
If either of you hear the other and say, thanks, but no thanks, then that's as far as it goes. It's okay. It's no harm, no foul, as they say in sports.
But I just really want this premise to work for you.
It already is working. It is working.
I figured if Taylor can call, I can call.
Yes, and anyone can call. And if they don't, they don't. I'm trying to just give people the chance to be in touch with people. That's all. Oh,
what'll be really funny is if number seven hears it's me and doesn't call in.
Yeah, number seven is like,
no.
Well, I know you're awesome, first of all.
Oh, thank you.
So I can vouch for you.
Did you take any notes on him?
It says here, somebody who's sure of themselves.
Oh. So, well, then I've already.
It's not going to happen. Number seven, call 201-332-3484. Number seven, please call 201-332-3484. So what's going on down there in Florida
now
tonight?
You better play some Kraftwerk.
Oh, stop. What's going on in Florida tonight?
Well, listening to the show, and I had baseball on mute. And I ate pizza.
And what baseball team were you watching?
Tampa Bay Rays. Somebody has to love them, right?
And how are they? Are they terrible?
No. There's, at the beginning of every season, there is hope.
That's true. That's why sports are sports.
Anything can happen in baseball. Anything can happen. I think we're in fourth out of fifth in the division right now.
Well, that's not good.
But, better than fifth out of fifth, right?
Sure. Well, there's the positive attitude. See? You're sure of yourself with that. That sounds like somebody self-assured.
Yes,
come on, number seven.
Right.
Number seven, 201-332-3484.
Well, and also, I'm not really looking for a love connection.
Okay.
But, I don't know how many SOT there are in Central Florida.
Who knows?
But who knows?
You meet this guy. He ain't calling. I don't know.
He's not calling.
Well, if he calls back, you call back. How about that, Lisa?
Okay, I will.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Man, these people. You got it staring them right in the face. Connections. Waiting to happen. We made one. One. Well, thanks for listening, Mike. By the way, thanks. Thanks for listening to the show. While you're out on your while you're out on your run there, your food run, I pay for a nice dinner for you. Mike, I heard this was a 4-star dinner. You gave it 4 stars. You gave it 4. Okay, it's a 3-star dinner. Zagat rated, Mike. Oh, man. Mike, it's hard to please this guy. Yeah, so look, I don't know two things about Doughboys other than they review hamburgers or whatever. And, but they suck. They win Who Sucks in Podcasting this week. Never heard it, though. I'm going to just assume we just did what they do better without even blinking. Best show.
Hello?
Hello. To who? Are you calling for the love connection?
Not 100%, no.
Okay.
I'm in Toronto.
Okay. What can I do
for you? I did like Robin's call. I don't think she was involved with the love connection.
No, she was not.
But that was a great call. I really want to hear you follow up on that, Tom.
What was it about again? I can't remember. I'm like
about cartoon voices.
That's right.
That was a fantastic idea.
Sure. I don't know which ones to do. I don't know.
I don't know where to begin with that one.
Who should I do? Cartman? Should I do Cartman?
No, too vulgar.
Who should I do? The Dusty Dog or whatever his name was. What was his name? Deputy Dog?
That's a reference beyond me.
Yeah, well, it's an American show we got down here.
Yeah, we don't have American TV.
Yeah, what do you got?
We don't even have American Netflix.
Dudley Do-Right, you get that up there?
We got North of 60.
North of 60? No, I have no idea what that is.
It's like a real rural crime drama. I think Dudley Do-Right will also start in it.
Is it animated?
No, I wish I had an idea for you to do for that.
Well,
I'm so
Dudley
sorry.
Do-Right's animated, bro.
Dudley Do-Right is not animated, no how.
Yeah, what are you talking about, the movie?
This is, what? I don't think so.
Yeah. Dudley Do-Right. What do you think Dudley Do-Right looks like?
That was Paul, What's his name? There was a live action show.
Yeah, but it's based on a cartoon.
See, I don't know that.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you that.
Put me in my spot. I'm sorry, I don't know that one.
Yeah, well, learn about it.
I gotta reach back. I gotta find my roots.
He's Canadian.
You know
For
what?
God's sake.
I'm deracinated. I'm a millennial, Tom.
He's a Canadian Mountie. Where's your sense of history?
We have the heritage minutes.
Get off my phone, you bum. You Canadian bum. Canadians are good people, man. A bad Canadian's the worst. A bad Canadian, worst. It's an evil person. Not that guy's evil, but picking up on some mischief in him. He's full of the devil, that guy. Full of the devil. 201-332-3484. I can't believe we only made one connection tonight. Portland, the gentleman with the tickets to see Tim Heidecker in concert. The wonk in Boston looking to laugh. So many good people. I'm telling you, I can't believe this is where we end up. I apologize to my brave, the brave people who put themselves out on the line. I vow each and every one of you, I will do my best to make a connection for you one by one. I vow we will make these connections by hook or by crook, man. We're making them. Number 7. You got someone looking to talk to you, number 7. $32 I'll pay. $32 for you to go on a go out for a drink. Skip Bayless leaving ESPN. How about that? Skip Bayless, one of the worst humans imaginable. The guy who hosts the morning show where it's him and Stephen A. Smith arguing. He's leaving ESPN. That's the guy who always defends Johnny Football and Tim Tebow. Always picks a winner. Doesn't like Chris Bosh or Kevin Durant. Sure likes Tim Tebow, though. Best show.
Hello, Tom.
Hello. To whom am I speaking tonight? Are you calling for the Love Connection?
No, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm not.
That's
all
right.
This is Cassius calling you.
Cassius, where are you calling from?
I'm in Brooklyn right now. I'm driving a yellow cab.
Are you driving it right now?
Yeah.
Hands.
Yeah,
I hope your hand's free, though.
I've got one hand on the wheel.
No, goodbye. I'm not talking to some guy. Nope. Not doing it. Not talking to somebody one hand on the wheel. Yeah. Yeah. I got one hand on the wheel. Nope. Both hands on the wheel. Both hands. All right. Again, I'm not joking. I'm not paying for this Sierra Mist. You see, they're laughing it up out there. $179. Someone owes me. One of you owes me $179. None of you leave here until I get my $1.79. Think I'm joking. Come on in. Mike, can you come here for a second? Hey, did I pay you already? Did I give you money? Oh, no, I didn't. Here.
You handled the money.
No, he didn't. Here, here. There you go. Get out. Studio? Could you come here for a second? Here you go. Here's your $5. Now get out. Hey, Pat, can I see you for a second? Pat, here you go. Here's $4 because you didn't get the sauce on your Angriest Whopper. There's four. Now get out. Best show.
Hey, Tom, it's Cassius again. I'm pulled over now.
Okay, good.
I didn't know you were such a stickler about such things.
Yeah, about people not running other people over. Yeah, I'm a little bit of a stickler for that. Sorry.
I've never ran anybody over, and I never will.
Yeah. Oh, you big. Yeah. Oh, where's the guarantee? Where's the guarantee? How do you know?
I don't like your attitude. Driver, Tom.
What?
I'm an incredibly safe driver.
Oh, yeah. You're a cab driver. Oh, I forgot. You're a cab driver.
Yes.
What? Are there any better drivers out there? Oh, yeah. Anyone else?
No. It's New Jersey drivers that are the worst. Everybody knows this. Come on now.
You have no idea. These New York drivers, you think you can turn your car into a different... You think you can turn your car into, like, air and drive through things. You're not driving around in your car's not Mystique, where you can change shape.
You're right. You're right about that. No.
You listen to me, pal. These New York.
I've never had an accident ever.
Yeah. And you never will. What makes you say you never will?
Well, I won't. I won't tonight. All right.
How do you know?
Tom, I didn't call up to argue about this. This is silly.
Well, let me just tell you something. You, these cab drivers, you think you can fit your car through anything. You cut people off left and right.
Yeah. It's proof of what good drivers we are.
No, it's not.
I drive like that, and I've never had an accident.
Yeah, because nobody else wants to get their car hit by yours, so they yield to your bullying ways.
Yeah, that is great benefit.
They'd rather not get a dent and a smear of yellow all over their car.
Yeah.
So they let you go because you're just cheating. You're a cheater. You're a road cheater.
We have to because there's no minimum wage in being a cabbie. We're not guaranteed any money. We have to be aggressive. That's all there is to it. Okay. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is.
No, it's not the way it is.
Yes. Yes, it is, Tom. Anyway, the reason I called...
No, I'm not done with this.
You're not done
with this. You cabbies have cut me off so many times, and you cut me off, and you ram your car wherever you want. You don't care about anyone else on the road. You stop anytime you want. Everybody else is supposed to accommodate you guys. It's not my fault you can't drive.
We can drive just fine. We drive great. We have to make sudden stops because we're competing with all the other cabbies. So when we need to pick somebody up, sometimes you have to stop suddenly. We can't do anything about that. You know, we're not trying to be bad on the road at all.
Now Uber, when you see an Uber, you hate it, right? You hate Uber, don't you?
Well, say that again.
You hate Uber, don't you?
Yeah, of course.
Tell me, in all honesty, nobody knows who you are. What have you done to an Uber driver when you see, like, that U on the car? What do? You ever cut one of those guys off, stick it to him a little harder than usual?
Well...
You can be honest.
It's subtle. It's not... I've never done anything really brazen to them, but a little subtle, a little cutting them off here and there, or, you know, it's just slight stuff. It doesn't... There's no benefit to creating a bunch of drama on the road when you're a cabbie. It doesn't lead to anything good.
Yeah, but I saw a documentary about you guys. It was a weird lot, man. It's a weird lot. You're all weird. You eat at automats, and you plot assassinations, and you shave your heads, and you eat too much cereal, and you're doing push-ups all the time.
Oh, that was the documentary you saw there, Tom?
I saw it, yeah, and then you guys get called heroes.
Wow. Wow.
Take a date to a skin flick.
Yeah, that I always love the goof on that part of the movie because it's so stupid of him. It's so dumb. I mean, it's so absurd that we're supposed to think of him as
who's the most famous person who's been in your cab? Who's the most famous person that's been in your cab?
Tom Brokaw.
Okay.
I give him and his wife a ride on the Upper East Side. He was totally like unfriendly. Mm-hmm. Chloe Savini, I gave her a ride. She was really friendly.
Yeah, she seems cool. She seems cool.
Yeah. She was really fun. Robert Longo, that was interesting for me. You know, he was the painter from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
But he had just left hanging out with Cindy Sherman, you know, the mm-hmm. great photography artist.
Sure.
So that was interesting to give him a ride.
Yeah.
But, you know, what I called up about was I made a pilgrimage to Mathis Bar on Sunday.
I got to say this. You talk on the phone the way a cabbie drives. You just do what you want. You shove your way in. I'm talking about what I want. And you just you shoved it where you wanted to shove it. You shoved the conversation where you wanted.
I'm sorry, Tom. I'm sorry.
You're not driving right now. You're not driving, cabbie.
That's right. Okay. All right. You got it. It's your show. Your show, big man. So
big man. Oh, see that big man. You can't. Yeah. Anybody ever barf in your cab?
No, that's our big nightmare.
Oh, but you're worried it could happen, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but yeah. Just like, but how do you know it'll never happen? You're never going to get in an accident on the phone. I hope somebody barfs in your cab tonight. I hope tonight.
Tell you, Smarty Pants.
Here's what I hope. Mike, you pull over, you pick Mike up, not realizing he just had half a case of Lupa and an angriest Whopper. And you're driving like a lunatic, and then he just lets loose and horks all over your cab. Suddenly, it's like watching the Big Bang Theory, but with the angriest Whopper star stuff.
Wow, I don't know why you would wish that on me. I don't know why you're so angry. So.
Angriest Whopper star stuff, billions and billions. Go ahead. What do you want?
You can keep the horkers out of the cab, but you know you have to make that judgment when you see them hailing on the street because they'll be staggering around or weaving or you know you can tell when they're really drunk and then you just refuse to let them
so
in.
You pass them over, huh? So you're judging people.
Yeah,
prejudging. Well, I mean, some would say.
Of course, that's the only time I use that severe judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you went to masses.
I made the big pilgrimage on Sunday from Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn. I went to masses, and it was really fun to hang out with Mike. He's a really nice guy. I don't know what I wanted to ask you was.
Do you know this guy, Mike? Was he a tool? Ah, he was, huh? Mike said you were a real load.
No, he didn't.
He just did. He said it now.
Didn't.
He said
Mike.
You were. I can't help it. Mike said it. He said he put on a good face when he talked to you, but you were. He said you were a real load.
I don't believe you, Tom. Don't believe it.
Then come on. Hey, Mike, come in here and tell. Hey, yeah, it's me. Hey. Yeah, you were real load.
Real convincing, Thomas.
I didn't want to say it to your face. Why do you have all these things? Why would you call me? What'd you call me there? What?
Big guy.
Big guy. You said another one there. What was it?
I don't know. I just said Thomas.
No, you said Thomas, and then you said another one. What'd you call me? What did he call me?
Oh, Smarty Pants.
Smarty Pants. Yeah.
Ooh,
you're a real New York character, aren't you, huh?
So nasty. It's so nasty of me.
No, you're just a character. You're a colorful New York character.
Well, thank you. Thanks. I take it as a compliment.
You're like the Naked Cowboy or Alex Baldwin.
You pair up Alec and the Naked Cowboy together?
New York characters.
All right. Well, like I said.
You know what someone just said on Twitter? I'd puke in this guy's cab just because he's such a bad caller.
Wow. Well, I can't trust you now because you were willing to...
So go ahead. So you went to Masses, and then what happened? Night. What happened?
It was a great time. It was a really fun time.
Sure.
What's that? Yeah. And...
Was that... What are you doing? Is that a fare you're getting?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Possibly?
I don't know why you're so harsh on Mike. Like, why did you want him to be left at Taco Bell? You seem to have something against Mike, and he's a really cool guy. Hello?
Yeah, where are you going? Where are you taking this fare?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure. I'm busy talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not nuts about you, bro. Sorry.
I don't know what it is.
You rub me the wrong way. I think it's the cavalier attitude you had towards talking on the phone while driving. I think that rubbed me the wrong way.
I don't know why you're going to be so judgmental over the phone.
Over you being a safety hazard to others on the road.
I am not a safety hazard.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I got a fare now, so I got to go. I got to go.
Okay, goodbye. Good riddance. I don't like that guy. And Mike said he didn't like him when he came into Masses either. Wait, you did like him? Did you? Mike says he was well-behaved. Well, look, maybe he's an all right guy. I don't know. I just say he was so flip about being on the phone. And then he's making it like I'm a stickler for a thing. I'm not going to listen to this guy run someone over. I'm not going to hear it. Look at these people. I love Uber. This guy's why I only take Uber. Yeah. Man, this guy, that might have been a commercial for Uber, that guy. Uber might have hired that guy to just do what he does and make people just go like, yeah, I think I'm going to get switched to Uber. Yeah. Was he moaning about it at Masses? Yeah. Cabby moaning about Uber. I mean, it's not, how can I compete with that? How can I compete with Uber? Is that what he's saying? Yeah. Snooze. Guy's a 5-star snooze. Well, I gotta say, I cannot believe we only made one connection. If you're listening to this show as the podcast, call next week. If you heard someone that you would have liked to have talked to, call. Plenty of nice people. Give a call. Hopefully they'll be listening next week. And we can make a connection. I'm just trying to help people. I'm just trying to help. So, guys, when you look back at your experience with the Angriest Whopper and the Quesalupa, what's your takeaway? You like Quesalupa, Mike? Mike says the Quesalupa is better than the Angry Whopper. Would you eat a Quesalupa again?
No.
No, you would not. How much would it cost each of you to eat another Angriest Whopper? AP Mike, how much? $20. Dudio?
Yeah, I'll do it for
20. 20. Says also 20. Pat?
I'll do it if you eat 2 White Castle burgers.
Well, that ain't happening. Just got a text. Hold on. Rockstar texting. Who's this clown? Who is this dude? Oh, I'm not going to say clown. I'll say dude. Rockstar text. Fair enough. Best Show will be back next week. New record, really awesome. A Giant Dog is the name of the band. The album's called Pile. It's on, that's right, Merge. We're going to listen to this as we go out, and we will be back next week. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Come see me in Nashville Saturday at Duke's. Here's a Giant Dog. Bye.